she'd use for Sunday dinner?
No, everything was very common at my place. They never, they never knew anything about society or something like that, or a fancy dish. No, I tell you, as long as you got your potatoes and gravy and mustard, and very seldom that we had pie. Unless the apples were ripe, then we got pie. No, and like ice cream, no, I never brought up on that stuff either.
Just trying to think if there's any way, other way to get this. They have little figurines type things. What are they made out of?
What?
Well, if they have little figurines, like, you know, sometimes.
Ladies in fancy dresses sometimes.
Yeah.
People sit on shelves to display. Have you ever seen those?
Doily?
Well, they sometimes sit on doilies.
Oh, yeah.
Let's say you got a little figurine, a little statue of a horse or something like that. Or what are those made out of?
We just, did you ever hear the term China?
China?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's all we were looking for, believe it or not.
Yeah, you know, sometimes those fancy dishes, good dishes, people call them China.
China's a Chinaware.
Right.
Did you ever have a term Delftware you used, or?
A what?
Delftware? Maybe not. Maybe you don't know the term at all. Okay.
What would that be? What?
It's the same as Chinaware.
Some people just
call different parts of the country, they say that.
Is that right? No, I never heard that.
Okay, well that's...
that was that.
In the old days when you're milking a cow manually, where would the milk go?
Milk go in a pail.
Okay.
If you're milking by hand.
Yeah, all right.
Or if you have a milking machine, it would go in a... Well, it's still going in a pail.
What was the pail made out of usually?
Oh, that's just a regular tin pail or aluminum pail or whatever. It could be what do they call them? Granite or what do they call them?
Stoneware?
No, pail. There's different names for it.
If it was made out of wood, would you still call it a pail?
Oh, that would be called more or less a wooden bucket.
Yeah, so in other words, you make a distinction between a wood bucket and an aluminum or tin pail.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of difference there.
Mm-hmm. What would you call one of those things, maybe you kept one around on the farm where you threw all the garbage to feed to the pigs? What would you call that?
Oh, that's a garbage can.
you wouldn't use another term for that, to feed to the pigs?
Slop bucket.
All right, that's what I was looking for.
Ain't that right? Oh, don't you know?
I've heard that term.
Oh, yes.
I heard
that. Yeah, you bring this to the slop bucket. That would probably be outside the door.
What would you call the pan you used, big pan you used to fry eggs in?
Like that cast iron pan over there.
That would be just a cast iron frying pan, that's all.
You'd call it a frying pan.
Hanging up there, cast iron.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't use a word like skillet or anything?
Oh,
like that?
No, I use a cast iron frying pan.
Okay.
Skillet.
If you had a great big cast iron thing you wanted to maybe make apple butter or something, what would you call that?
I don't know. Mother never made apple butter, so I don't know.
Well, or soup?
Oh, or soup. That would be.
Did she ever cook soup on the stove?
Oh, yes.
What did she cook it in?
That would be a... she had a name for that, too. I don't know.
Well, if you remember,